Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Tuesday, the 11th of July. This week in Battle Drill Devotionals, we focus on confession. It's tough to admit our sins and entrust ourselves to God's grace, but it is essential for our holiness and spiritual growth. Each weekday we share hope and encouragement as we read and study the Bible together. Turn with me, please, to Nehemiah chapter 9 and verses 1 to 4. Today we're reading from the New Revised Standard Version, updated edition. National Confession. Now, on the 24th day of this month, the Israelites were assembled with fasting and in sackcloth and with earth on their heads. Then those of Israelite descent separated themselves from all foreigners and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their ancestors. They stood up in their place and read from the book of the law of the Lord their God for a fourth part of the day. And for another fourth, they made confession and worshipped the Lord their God. Then Jeshua, Bani, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Bani, Sherebiah, Bani, and Chenaniah stood on the stairs of the Levites and cried out with a loud voice to the Lord their God. Amen. If we ever want to change, then we have to move from blaming and complaining about everyone else and the circumstances we face, and confess the problems we bring on ourselves. Nehemiah and the people of God could have blamed God for exiling them from Jerusalem and placing them under the evil Persian Empire. They could have blamed their enemies for enslaving them. But having studied the book of the law, they recognized they and their ancestors were the architects of their own downfall. They had no one to blame but themselves. So they confessed their part to God, and life began to change for them. We too will never be able to change unless we openly, honestly, authentically, and humbly confess our sins, our weaknesses, our faults, and our character defects to God and to others. When we approach God to tell him about our sins and our weaknesses, everything that's wrong in our lives, he isn't surprised. He already knows, but he does want us to confess to him before he can begin his work of change in us. Why not confess to him today, knowing that his grace and forgiveness are bigger than anything we have ever done in our lives? If we do, then change will certainly follow. As you think about that today, you might want to use these questions to help you go a little deeper. Do you really want God to change you? If so, what steps are you willing to take to confess to him today? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill Devotional as we encourage each other not to let sin pile up in our lives.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.